In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. This holy gospel, appointed for the feast of the Holy Trinity, affirms the fundamental importance and necessity of right doctrine, lest we be liars like the devil, the father of lies. It is not popular in our day and age to insist on orthodoxy. It is held to be unloving, unhelpful, and irrelevant. Yet according to our Lord Jesus Christ, right doctrine is necessary and important because it is divinely true, and because it is both the source and the substance of life and salvation. In particular, in this holy gospel, we hear the Lord's own revelation and confession of the divine, eternal relationship of the Father and the Son at the heart of the doctrine of the Trinity. The Father is the Father by his eternal begetting of the Son. And the Son is the Son, and he is true God, by his eternal generation from the Father, with whom he shares the one unique divine nature. He is indeed, to say the least, greater than Father Abraham, who died. He is greater than Moses and all the prophets. He is greater than the patriarch King David and all the rest. For he is the very Son of God. Everything the Father has, the Son also has. What is more, his own divine will is one with his Father's good and gracious will, so that all of the words and works of Christ Jesus are given by and from the Father, and in them, in him, the Son, we see the Father. We see this happen even in the case of mortal human fathers and sons. How often do they look the same, think the same, speak and act the same with the same or similar expressions and mannerisms? Many people have observed and commented on such similarities in the case of my own eldest son, Zachary. Yet we human fathers and sons are flawed and imperfect, sinful, mortal beings. In the case of the one true God, the Son is the perfect image of the Father, the exact representation of his divine, eternal being. Thus, everything that Jesus does honors the Father. And by the same token, those who dishonor Christ Jesus, the Son of God, dishonor and reject the Father. For he alone is the way, the truth, and the life. No one knows or comes to the Father but by him. To say it positively, as Jesus says elsewhere to Philip and the other disciples, those who have seen him, the Son, have already seen the Father in him. Because the word and revelation of Jesus are not simply information about God. They reveal and convey God the Father himself with his divine eternal life. From all eternity to all eternity, the Son has his entire being and identity from the Father, whom he perfectly reflects and reveals also now to you. And he does so precisely in and through his own flesh and blood as true man. This is the profound mystery of the incarnation, and at the same time the scandal and stumbling stone, which is foolish and offensive to the world, to Jews and Greeks alike. And your own old Adam joins with them in accusing Jesus of madness a demon-possessed half-breed foreigner. Yet God is nowhere to be received or known or worshipped than in this man, Jesus of Nazareth, in his human flesh and blood. Because it is no less than the one true God, the divine eternal person of the Son of God, who is conceived and born of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is rightly called and truly is the Mother of God. He lives for us in the flesh. He dies for us under Pontius Pilate, so that we can and must say that the one true God was crucified and died for us on Good Friday. He was truly buried in the ground, and yet has risen again and ascended to the right hand of the Father. All of this, again, he has done for all of us. Hence the promise of Jesus that those who keep his word will never see death. For by his own innocent suffering and death as true God and true man, he has burst asunder from the inside out the grim prison house of death and the grave. He has prevailed against the gates of hell, and he has opened the gates of heaven. Of course, the cross and passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, whereby the rulers of this present age crucified the Lord of glory, are anticipated in the hatred and animosity of the world against Jesus. Yet the Father glorifies himself and his name and his own dear Son, precisely in the cross and crucifixion of Jesus. It is the revelation of his divine love, his grace and mercy towards sinners, and his salvation of the lost. Of himself, Jesus Christ, the Almighty and Eternal Son of the Living God, was already greater than death and the grave. It could not hold him. But he has broken and defeated death for you. By submitting himself to death in your place, like a worm on a hook, and he has thereby taken captivity captive. By his death, he has destroyed death. And in his resurrection, he has brought life and immortality to light. This great salvation, this eternal life obtained for you by the cross and resurrection of Christ Jesus, is now given and conveyed to you, even here and now, by his means of grace, in the name instead of Christ himself, by the preaching of his word, and by the whole ministry of the gospel in word and sacrament, whereby the Holy Spirit creates and nurtures the true faith in your heart. It is necessary that the salvation of Christ be given to you in this way, by his word and Holy Spirit. For the world in its sin, including you and your old Adam, are otherwise incapable of receiving it, being unable, apart from his gift of faith, to recognize the Father revealed in his incarnate Son. Of yourself, your sinful reaction would always be that of the unbelieving Jews, that Jesus must be a Samaritan and that he must have a demon. Such accusations are a blasphemous rejection of both Christ and his Holy Spirit. And for those who persist in rejecting Christ Jesus and his gospel, He will eventually hide himself completely and depart from them altogether, leaving their house desolate. Thanks be to God, therefore, and glory to God in the highest, that by his grace and mercy, by his word and Holy Spirit, he has granted you the faith to believe and confess the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as the one true God in three divine persons, the three persons in one God, to acknowledge the glory of this eternal Holy Trinity, and to worship the unity and the power of his divine majesty. For by his grace alone has he granted you this saving faith, whereby you lay hold of his eternal life, so that you shall never see or taste of death. Rather, do you taste and see in the body and blood of Christ that the Lord is good, that his mercy endures forever. Let us rejoice, therefore, each and all of us, that the Father has revealed and given himself to us in the person of his Son. And rejoicing, let us confess the saving faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.